This is for the men who never settle. The ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB, where we may be speaking to a very angry Annie Rogers after looking at the tour dates for Harry Styles in concert. Annie, you're not finding what you want in those tour dates, are you?
It's very sad, really. Yeah. It's more of a sad Annie than an angry Annie at this point.
So is
heartbroken.
Is he not coming to Kansas City?
No, he's going to St. Louis in September. But
right,
baseball season. So.
Right.
It's a real shame.
Well, maybe he'll add some tour dates, and Kansas City will be on it. Doesn't seem likely.
Love that.
But, yeah, right. You know,
tickets are not cheap, by the way.
What are you talking about here? Throw a number out there.
I think the cheapest Milwaukee was the cheapest ticket I found. It was about $100, but all like Madison Square Garden.
That's
all,
not that bad.
No, that's not bad at all. But like Madison Square Garden, just to get in the building was like $330 or
sounds
something.
Like you did a lot of investigating in this thing, by the way.
You're with Andy. I was trying to find
tickets all over the country.
We gotta get her sponsored to get her. Right. You know, Tickets for Less needs to get her on the road.
So the honest question, how far would you travel if you could get the date right and you were free? How far would you travel to see Harry Styles in concert?
Oh, I'd go a long way because I could make like a weekend or like a little trip out of it for sure.
So if it's like Milwaukee, that's nothing. You go up to Milwaukee.
No, that's on game 7
sure.
Of the World Series.
Though. No, but I mean, just trying to get.
He's played three Madison Square Garden dates.
That's quite a haul up there, but yeah, you're talking some money.
Make a weekend out of it.
I wonder if those are sold out already, you know?
Most all of them are.
Tickets for Less can get this thing done. If we figure out a date, I think we can work something out with Tickets for Less to get you on the road with Harry Styles. And so, trust me, I love live music, and I get very angry when one of my favorite artists has a tour and I'm like, okay, where's Kansas City? And there's no Kansas City. And then I get vindictive about it. We have Andy. Something I'm not vindictive about is Salvador Perez. Look, I'm trying to figure out different questions to ask about Salvador. I haven't seen anything like this. It's unbelievable. He's got 38 home runs right now. He's got home runs in 5 consecutive games. He's done more home runs than any American League catcher ever. I mean, you watch him every day. You talk to him all the time. Still,
all the time. He wants questions from
right.
Annie on the pressers.
Let's get to that.
Nice to see you guys. Thank you. We got to catch a flight to go by the Pacers.
And there's nothing else you can ask.
Annie, you first. Lynn, don't take too long, okay? Thank you.
Annie, you're first. Lynn takes too long. What was your reaction to that, Annie?
He's in the Zoom room literally every day now, so we kind of we have a fun little back and forth going on with him. Usually it's, you know, a reporter will ask one or two questions and then we move on to the next one. And so I usually stick with two and then I let someone else go. And one time Lynn, worthy of the KC star, did three in a row and Savi was joked with him and, said, oh man, you're taking way too long. And so it's just funny. I mean, when you're asking, you know, we're trying to ask different questions, but it's the same thing every day because he's just doing so well. And so it's funny. He's one of the better interviews in the Zoom room, for sure. You know, he's always brings a smile and, you know, he's hilarious. So that's kind of what that is.
Yeah, and he's, of course, he's AL Player of the Week. If he hits a home run tonight, he breaks the Royals record that he now shares with Mike Sweeney for most consecutive games with a home run. It's remarkable. And he has 38 home runs. And like last week, Jake asked me, hey, we keep talking about him chasing the AL record. Could he get the Major League record? Like, I'm not going to say no, but that seems crazy. Then he hits a home run every day since Jake asked that. And I don't know how many he's going to end up with. It's mind-blowing to watch him every day, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's a great way to put it. People are asking me how many home runs is he going to hit? Like, what's he realistically going to reach? And I think we've got to throw realistically out the window at this point because every day he comes into the stadium and does something that you're not expecting. So you kind of, you know, when I was in Seattle, I kind of started to expect the unexpected from him. Every time he came up to the plate, I was starting to write another home run story. So, really, this is a cliche, but the sky's the limit for him this season. I'm just excited to see where he takes it because he's having fun doing it, and his talent is allowing him to go out and do something historic every night.
Hey, how did you like Seattle, by the way?
I love Seattle. It's one of my favorite cities, one of my favorite ballparks, actually.
Yeah.
It's such a, with the roof open like it was on Saturday and Sunday, it's just beautiful there. I've now been there in July and August, and August is one of the best weathers I've had in all my trips, basically. It was just gorgeous there, so. I ate seafood for pretty much every one of my meals.
Yep.
Rolled through my per diem. it's worth it because it's one of my favorite cities.
Yeah, it's that stadium I think is like one of the most underrated in the whole country. So I'm with you.
I think so too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, let's talk about some of the pitching a little bit. First of all, what are they going to do today? Do we know?
We don't know yet. No, we haven't heard yet. You know, they could roll with the same guys based on just the off day allowing them to reset to a 5-day. They're still working through whether they'll go to a 6-man rotation again after Keller's out. They could add someone else, or they could just go 5 through the rest of the season. So they're still working that out, but we don't know the probables for this series yet. And we'll find out probably, honestly, in the next few hours before we talk to Matheny, then we'll be able to ask him about it.
What's the latest on the injury to Richard Lovelady? Because it really looked like, I mean, and he's put up good numbers in the minors for a couple of years, but it looked like finally things were coming together for him, and he was developing into a good piece of the bullpen. And then he goes on the IL with the elbow pain, and that scares the hell out of you. And so what's the latest you know about his condition?
Yeah, this is a tough blow for him, especially with how well he was pitching recently and how much of those innings were in high leverage. But you know, he felt some pain after his last outing, and obviously it warranted an injured list stint right away with a UCL sprain. So you think the worst with that. You hope it's better than what you think. But he was going through tests yesterday, and we'll find out more today once we get to the ballpark. They always like to get back to their home city and home resources when they do those kind of tests, start the MRI process here in Kansas City. So because those kind of injuries take multiple MRIs and multiple imaging tests to go through, and so you want to start it in the same place and as you do all of these tests. So that's what they did with Richard. That's what they did with Brad Keller as well, waiting until they got back to Kansas City to start doing some of those imaging processes and determining the next steps. But yeah, UCL sprain, it's not good, that's for sure. It's the one that leads to Tommy John, and I don't want to make any assumptions right now, but it certainly doesn't seem ideal.
Okay, at the risk of Jake cutting my mic off here, yeah. if we're talking injuries, Adalberto Mondesi, on your list of injuries, you have him listed expected return date as beginning of September, and today is the end of August, so are we still thinking we might see Mondesi pretty soon?
Yeah, I think so, especially as you're starting to see his bat come around in AAA, and of course those expanded rosters happen tomorrow. I mean, it's only 2 roster spots, so he could take one of those without sending anyone else down. I think that's still a realistic possibility, especially with what you're seeing with his production right now.
Do you think we will see Witt, Prado, or Melendez?
How did I know you guys were going to ask me this question?
Well, you know,
because you're smart.
Because I ask it every week, I think, probably, but whatever.
So here's the thing. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that can go into this. If it was an unlimited amount of roster spots in September, like it typically is, I would say no doubt, right? But there's only 2 this year, and that really limits what they can do. You start to think of the best pieces they can bring in, and you're thinking they'll give another arm to alleviate some of the guys who have been working hard this season. You think bring another catcher in, maybe to help with some of those arms. But there's a lot of different things that they could do. And then you start to think about the roster configuration that they have to do this offseason. Who needs a 40-man spot right away? You're thinking Nick Prado, MJ Melendez both need roster spots to be protected from the Rule 5 draft, so you could add them quickly here. They're at 39 roster spots right now on the 40-man, so that gives you one, and then you could make it happen with another one, kind of move things around a little bit. So there's just a lot of different logistics that go into it. I think that they're moving around and thinking through and making those decisions. My personal feeling is, and you guys aren't going to like it, why bring him up when you can wait? Have him get the at-bats in AAA. Save that roster spot since he doesn't need it this off season, and have him finish out the season in AAA. But he's also shown that he's ready. He's definitely ready for the majors. So I think that those are the decisions that the Royals are working through right now.
So you assume I don't like it. I do like it.
Okay.
Good with it. I agree with it. Just let him roll.
Once you think about all of the stuff that goes into these two roster spots for September, and like I said, if it was unlimited, absolutely bring them up. But there's only two. So I think once you think about all of the logistics that go into it, it makes sense to keep him down. But at the same time, he's shown that he's ready. And when a player shows that he's ready, the Royals don't hesitate to bring him up.
I think Steven's mind likes it, but his heart wants to see him up here.
Yeah, well,
you know,
okay. Usually my mind and heart are nowhere near the same thing, so that's fine. Okay, now, and I know that you've been locked in on baseball, but we still need to ask your opinion. We ask everyone if they have any ties, any local schools, because college football starts this weekend. And so Jake has set the over-under win total this year for Mizzou at 7. Will they have over or under 7 wins under Eli Drinkwitz this year, Annie Rogers?
I'll take the over. I'll go 8.
Yeah. You hear that in there, Jake?
I hear it. Right. I hear it.
We got you with 8.
I'm all in on Drink. I don't know why. I think he's fun. So let's go with that, and I'll be disappointed at the end. We'll talk about that later.
So Matt Derrick with 9. Annie Rogers with 8.
She's all in on
back-to-back overs for the record books. Thank you very much, and I'm with you. I'm all in on Drinkwitz, too, and so I'm very excited about Saturday against Central Michigan. Annie, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Always happy to talk.
That's Annie Rogers from MLB.com. She covers the Royals, does a great job doing it. All right. I cannot get a handle on this cat sitting across from me.
What are you trying to
this handle? Nate Bukati?
Quit trying.
Is an enigma wrapped in a riddle.
Is he back at Twitter?
No, every time I think I got him figured out, then okay, I think he's going left. He goes right.
That's
I
right.
Think he's going to zig. He goes zag.
Toes, man.
He's a yin. Then he's a yang. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There is nobody except for Senior Curtis Siebold, who races to drop trowel on new uniforms faster than Nate Bukati. This man, the All-Star Game uniforms almost drove this man from baseball.
Right.
True story.
The flamed up, all red Chiefs uniforms, he turned his nose up at those.
They look like ketchup bottles.
And so they look like tomatoes, ketchup bottles, all kinds of stuff. So then I see these new Kansas uniforms. They're going to wear Kansas football for the homecoming game against Texas Tech. And I said, oh, boy, I can't wait for Nate just to get all pissed off and crap on these. I said, what do you think of these uniforms? Nate looks at me with a tear in his eye, and he says, I love them.
I love them.
Look at these.
I don't know about the logo on the helmet, but
I was
going to
ask you what that is. Have you seen this?
So there's a K.
Go to Josh Briscoe's Twitter account.
Are the color off? What color is that?
It's a, like a light. It's almost like a sporty
show
blue.
Get up there. Show him the logo of the helmet. I like uniform changes. I'm down with it.
I can't see his Twitter.
Look at the damn thing.
So
okay, go to Fox College Football. They tweeted out. Somebody
sent me a picture of an old, like, back in the day when they wore sweaters and leather helmets. KU
when
had
Frank Bowl played.
KU had, like, they're calling it the bow tie logo. It's a K that almost looks like a bow tie in that shape. And so it is. It does have a historical Kansas context to it.
I liked it. I expected you to hate it. Where about
Seabolt? The uniform.
Where's Seabolt at?
But so here's the thing.
I like the logo. I don't like the colors.
Oh, I love the colors.
I don't like that blue.
I don't like the little red outline. I don't want the little red outline.
You're picking it apart now.
Overall, I love it.
I like that helmet. I don't like that blue.
I want to know what Curtis says.
No. I don't like that. It's too much like the Jaguars.
Poke your head out there and see if Curtis is in
Jaguars.
That room.
Jaguars?
Jacksonville, that color? It's like a teal.
No, it's not teal at all. It's light. Like it's like powder blue.
It's not powder blue.
It's light blue.
That is not. It's like a turquoise.
No, it's not.
Yes, that's like turquoise.
I want to hear you guys argue about what color these are.
There's no green in that at all.
That is light blue. It looks like turquoise.
No.
Yes.
Get Curtis.
That's a light. It's light blue. It's light blue.
Do you like them or not?
Do you know what color turquoise is?
Yes. And that's not it.
Yes. That's turquoise.
Do you like these or not, Jake?
He doesn't like them.
I like the helmet. I don't like that.
Turquoise.
I don't. They are turquoise. I'm looking up the color turquoise. That's turquoise. Those are turquoise.
It's light blue.
I got bad eyesight, so you don't ask me.
It's certainly not powder blue.
This guy here calls it Carolina blue.
Well, that's even worse then. That's turquoise.
I like it now.
Carolina blue is turquoise?
Basically.
No.
What's going on right now?
No, it's not.
I'm so confused.
Carolina blue is not turquoise.
That's not Carolina blue, by the way. It's turquoise.
Well, I would not call it Carolina blue because screw Carolina, but.
Steven, you decide.
I'm trying to figure it out. I don't know.
Google turquoise and look at that.
It's not turquoise.
It is. That's turquoise.
No.
Yep. I love the helmet, by the way. I love the helmet. I love that K.
It's not green in that.
It's turquoise.
Is that turquoise?
No.
It's pretty close. That's pretty close.
That way you're looking at it there makes it look like it, but no.
That's what I'm looking at, it's turquoise too, man.
It's not turquoise.
It is, dude.
It is not turquoise.
It is.
Turquoise has green in it.
No, that's turquoise, bro. And it's maybe my screen.
Turquoise is an opaque blue to green mineral.
Well, yes,
it's not blue to green.
Like.
It's not blue to green. There's no green in this.
Well, I'm looking. Maybe there's something wrong with my monitor. We got a break.
No, I compared it to that, and he goes, "Yeah, compared to that makes it look turquoise."
That's turquoise. Yours is different than this.
No,
that's not what I see here.
It's the same thing.
No.
What do you mean? Mine's different than yours? It's the tweet from Fox College Football. How did I change it?
Yeah, dude.
There's no green in it. I guarantee.
Well, I'm not saying there is. I just asked you guys if you like it. Now you're fighting over what's turquoise.
I love this uniform. I love it,
dude.
If you don't love it, you don't have to love it.
I love the helmet. I don't love that color. It's fine. I just don't love it. You asked me. I don't love it. And like we're taking.
You don't have to love it.
This guy doesn't know what a third is, and we're taking his idea on a color.
We got to bring that back up at some point.
Sally is not on that.
This guy can't even figure out what one third is. We're going to listen to what color turquoise is.
If it's turquoise, I don't love it, but it's not turquoise. It's light blue.
Either you like it. It doesn't matter what it is.
It's not powder blue.
Either you like it or you don't.
Light blue is powder blue, and that's not powder blue.
Danielle's just tweeted, and she says it's aqua.
Okay.
I like that. I'll go with aqua.
It's closer to aqua.
Aqua's closer to turquoise than powder blue. I like aqua. Makes me think of aqua velva.
Yeah. Turquoise.
My grandpa used to have that. I used to put it on my face and
I like that tweet.
Burn myself so bad I cried
like
when I was a
either.
Young boy.
I don't like aqua either.
What the hell's wrong with aqua?
I don't like it on the football team that their crimson and blue is their color.
What? I thought he was going to like it, and you're going to crap on it. That's the other way around. I don't know what's going on right here. I feel like leaving.
I love the helmet.
Let's take a break.
Love it.
I didn't think you guys would like the helmet. You love the helmet.
I love the helmet.
Back after this on WHV.